Now, several years ago, I remember reading your little book, The Last Breath, your experience supporting a Thai Buddhist at the death chamber that's in San Quentin. What I was very impressed about reading this story was how someone who was facing the last hours of his life still had sati and clear consciousness, had practiced generosity, requested foods for the monk, being humble and kind. Would you mind telling us about Jay's mindfulness again? There's lots I could say about that. That's over 10 years ago now, and still a wonderful memory. Jay Siripong, he was executed in 1999, I think it was. Yeah, and he was extremely clear, and one of the things I remember, I mean many things, but then was how concerned he was. One, how happy he was that I was there the first day, and then he was able to offer me a meal in prison. So I was able to have my meal in San Quentin. But then also how he really looked after people and then was very concerned that they were also able to listen to Dhamma. And both people who were his friends and his sister, and then also the prison guards, wanted to make sure that they had the opportunity to listen to Dhamma as well. And some of his questions were not so much about what he wanted to know, but what he wanted them to know. It was very sweet. And he was very clear, he was very peaceful, right up to the... Because he and I were in adjacent cells during the... About 6 hours, we were moved there, 6 o'clock in the evening, and then the execution was at midnight. And then we're sort of locked in adjacent cells, and we could speak at the corner so that we were able to meditate, chant, have Dhamma discussion, and that's on the very last day. And then when the time came for him to be taken to the execution chamber, then and we're surrounded by guards the whole time. There's half a dozen guards posted, one watching him, one watching me, one in each corner, then two that are sort of circulating. But he was very relaxed, clear, and then he went out of his cell and then had to walk around the cell that I was in and then come out, and then the door was over here. And so he's walked around my cell, and then he just stopped just before passing me and just sort of gave a why and said, "I take my leave, venerable sir." And went. It was steady. It was really quite amazing.
In English?
No, he said, "La Guang Kang." La Guang Kang.